And we're back. I love that lead-in music, JP. I love that album from Van Halen. It's just one of my favorites.
Not my generation, but it's good.
Oh, whatever. You didn't have to say that. But yeah, I'm a lover of that. Y'all play a lot of good ones from Van Halen, so thank you for that. Let's see. We got to check our... we got a few texts here.
Are you a lefty?
No, making it do.
Okay.
It says, Phil, monologue, perfect. Amen. That's from Bert in Owens Crossroads. I know. Lovely, wasn't it? Let's see. Stephen in Athens. He said, maybe that's chump change, but it's what I can do. As a former infantry officer, field grade, the battle in Virginia. So that's the imitation. Okay. I'm not really sure what he was saying there. But thanks, Stephen. And John from Huntsville says, one sports commentary. Oh, it's never just one with you, John. One sports commentary. By the way, JP, the women's March Madness tournament is way better than the men's March Madness tournament. That is his claim.
That's his claim. There has not been much madness in the men's March Madness, no.
Oh, has it pretty much been?
It's been pretty tame.
No Cinderella stories or anything?
No, not really. And to answer your first text, John, no, I will not be doing that show anymore. I apologize. I will be filling in for Kelsey on that show the week after next, so you'll see me then. But you just have to watch the Out of Right Field podcast with me to hear my sports takes. But no, I will not be doing Off the Bench anymore. I apologize.
Ah, well. See, they love your stuff.
Yeah, apparently. I apologize.
John's a fan. Well, okay, so we are talking about library lunacy today, and we are going to have on a friend of ours, Rachel. She's going to discuss the incident she had recently with a library board member and in Athens. We're going to go ahead and bring her on so we can kind of get her to explain the story. Hey, Rachel.
Hey there.
Hi. So
how's it going?
we're going. So a story concerning you kind of blew up as of late.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. We had a new library board member appointed, and this person has never been at a library board meeting. I'm assuming she doesn't know anything of what's going on. Her name's Vicki Hereford. And so I approached her at another meeting that we were both at and mm-hmm. Just said, hey, you know, I've been in this battle here in Alabama, also in Missouri. Can I kind of get you, you know, up to date on what's happening? And anywho, I asked her if we could set up a meeting, and she didn't really want to meet because she wasn't like technically appointed quite yet, but I still didn't see the harm in trying to like brief her. But I digress. Anyway, I asked for an email, and so I decided, I told her, I said, I'll email you, you know, some stuff, since you don't want to meet personally. And I emailed her some of the books that are very sexually explicit and obscene that are found in children's sections, not only, you know, around the nation, but mm-hmm. locally, including one of them, It's Perfectly Normal, mm-hmm. Which is in circulation at the Athens Limestone County Public Library. Yeah, she didn't like that I sent that stuff to her, and her response to me was she was going to call the authorities. And so,
how interesting is it that you sent her a book that was technically what, suggested at 10 years old?
Yeah, typically this book is found in the juvenile section, and it says 10 plus on the cover.
And she was highly offended by that. I just find that very interesting that books meant for 10-year-olds. I mean, it really says something, doesn't it? That it's so offensive, she's threatening to call the police, but yet it's in the library.
Yeah, this was in Huntsville, right? Madison. Remember when I went with my son mm-hmm. and we tested the limits of what kids could do? That mm-hmm. is literally the book that my son checked out without me helping him.
He got it at 9 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He got it. He went to the kiosk and he left with it. Mm-hmm. And like, it's so bad, I wouldn't even let him look at it because it's full nudity of like babies all the way to adulthood, mm-hmm. full frontal pictures of naked people.
I guess they feel as if since it's illustrations,
I guess
that
so.
Is not, I mean, but if it was an actual picture, it would be porn.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this is a very descriptive book. And Rachel, I mean, you know all this because you've seen the book. But like, I learned things in this book and I'm 40 something years old. It's that detailed, people. Like, it's gross. It is absolutely gross.
Did Rachel, do you think she understood that you're trying to inform her of things that happened not only there, but other places that you have, kind of fought the fight, and especially in somewhere like Huntsville, Madison, right next door? Does she understand that you're trying to say, hey, this is what we've been doing, this maybe not just in their library?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm still very confused by her email to me and also her response. Mm-hmm. So what happened is it got picked up locally by 1819 News, but then it got national attention with the Daily Wire. And then from there, Trace Gallagher from primetime Fox News, he featured it as well. And so it went like wildfire. But in her response to me, or her public response to the media, mm-hmm. was that she's on my side. Right. And I'm like, well, how interesting that you would be on my side, but then acting completely irrational toward me. It makes no sense.
Well, Rachel, I know you enough to know the answer to this question, but the audience doesn't. If a normal parent got that response back and said, I'm calling the authorities because you brought this to my attention, they would sit down and shut up. How are you planning to move forward now that she said that? I mean, do you plan to just kind of take a step back and let things play out? I mean, what are your next steps? She laughs as question.
I'm not even known to just take a step back. Absolutely not. Actually, Athens Limestone County Public Library came out with their own public statement, and they're basically saying that I'm lying, that I never provided the book images from It's Perfectly Normal, and they're trying to play stupid right now, like they didn't see it, when Vicki acknowledged that she got both of my emails. So they're trying to play these games and trying to, you know, make me out to be some liar. And it's just not true. So I am going forward with making sure, you know, that people are held accountable. That's all I want. So.
And isn't it surprising that a new board appointee, who I think is, if I'm not mistaken, is on the Limestone County Republican board, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they refer to her as a liberal or a leftist in print and on TV in the national level, which I found funny. Are you surprised that she was not aware of any of this information?
I'm not sure. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but she's either acting very just ignorant towards everything, which is really disturbing and concerning, especially if she's taking a leadership role on the library board,
right.
You know, or she's just playing, you know, she knows who I am. She knows that I fight this stuff and she's just being difficult. So I'm not sure which one it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But she's not like a librarian or anything.
No. And for what I understand, I don't think she has any kind of library experience. And it's very disappointing because there were several people who applied for her position who have, you know, degrees in library science, have been, you know, working in libraries for their entire lives. I mean, it's been their entire career. And yet she's given that appointment. Give me a break.
Have you asked the board? What is their explanation for that? Why would they put somebody on the board?
They double down and say, oh, no, we think that she's qualified. And they give like a list of all the things that she's done or something. I really don't care. I don't care. I've done a lot of stuff, too. But, you know, other people are more qualified for me and other things. And so, you know, that's just kind of how it is. But,
interesting. Okay.
You know.
The fact that you had to go talk to her is surprising.
Yeah, I feel like her appointment was an act of retaliation, to be honest with you. So.
What, retaliation in terms of what?
The fact that we've had some issues with the Limestone County, the makeup of the board. We didn't have any representation on the library board. It was only 5 people from Athens City. And then when we fought so hard to have that representation in Limestone County, this is who they give us. they give us these two people who are obviously already causing trouble and stuff. Yeah. It doesn't represent the citizens of Limestone County as a whole.
Right. So Rachel, I know we've been in this war with libraries for years locally. You've worked this in Kansas, Missouri. I always get the state wrong. Where you came from, I mean, you were actively involved in that there, and then you moved here to Alabama when we were in the middle of this fight. And we always get lumped together. Moms for Liberty and Rachel always get lumped together, and everything's just under the heading of Moms for Liberty. That what happened last week at APLS, I saw text before I came on the show today of, well, is Moms for Liberty doing it? To clarify, what organizations do you belong to?
I don't belong to any organization. I am just a stay-at-home parent and a citizen, and a very concerned citizen at that. And that's all that it qualifies me. And guess what? That's all that's needed to qualify me. Right. To be able to speak out on these issues. So, yep, that's me. I don't claim, you know, to be a part of any group.
You're very effective at being...
Yeah.
Going after the libraries is just a stay-at-home mom. I mean, you've rattled cages and made national news just by sending an email. So you're pretty good at this game. I think we can probably take some lessons learned from you.
And you're on a mission. I can tell.
Oh, I am. And like I tell people, I'm a redhead. Don't mess with the redhead.
Well, that's the truth. Well, I just really appreciate you coming on and talking to us about this, because it blew up really suddenly. And I really wanted you to be able to kind of give the backstory that, you know, couldn't, you know, make it into the full story.
Yeah, so. There's a lot of information that's not being, you know, said, and there's a lot of dishonesty going on. And so, again, my priority is the truth, transparency, and just, you know, making sure that people are held accountable. So,
well, thanks for fighting the fight. Our kids are worth it.
Oh, absolutely. They are. I fight so they don't have to.
I love it.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, thank you, Rachel. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back on the other side to talk a little bit more about library lunacy, maybe on the state level.